everyone. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio, the show that gives you the facts about relationships and love. Now, I've been helping individuals and couples improve their relationships for the past 30 years, and today I'm here to give you science-based strategies for your relationships and those of your children. Welcome, welcome, everyone. It's Dr. Terry. Thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate you. Well, I have another great program for you today. Do you want to find real love? One that is safe, secure, healthy, and sustainable? Sounds amazing, right, listeners? Well, my guest today is LaMarc Thomas. He is a relationship expert, consultant, speaker, and founder of an international matchmaking agency in Stockholm, Sweden. With background in psychological trauma and over a decade in the matchmaking industry, he has helped literally hundreds of people globally find love. LaMarc works with well-accomplished, well-known, interesting, and inspiring people and helps them meet and build meaningful relationships. And for more information about LaMarc, his matchmaking agency, or his work, go to LaMarcThomas.com. That's LaMarcThomas.com. And listeners, I have met LaMarc in person and collaborated with him as well. He is smart, engaging, and inspiring, and a great relationship expert. So welcome to the program, LaMarc. Great to have you with us today.
Oh, wow. Thank you. What an introduction.
Oh, of course. And it's all true. We have met, we have collaborated, and I always enjoy talking to you.
Likewise. Absolutely. It's really great to be here and speaking to you today.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, before we get to the specific topic today, LaMarc, what inspired you to become a relationship expert, or what inspired you to focus on work on relationships?
It's a good question, actually. And for me, what I had been doing for most of my career is psychology. And I worked in psychological trauma, as you said, and I really felt that, you know, this clinical stuff was the hardcore psychology and the real psychology. In my early 20s, when I was working in trauma and running a company with 1,000 psychologists around the UK, I thought maybe I want to do something that's fun for a bit.
It does affect you, doesn't it, when you're dealing with people who have experienced trauma or loss? It can affect you.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was something that's so rewarding, but it takes a lot of it took a lot of energy, a lot of emotional energy, and a lot of attention. I found a team of psychologists in London who were matchmaking, and I thought, this could be fun.
And has it been fun, by the way?
Yeah, I mean, it's been absolutely fun, but what I didn't expect to find was meaning. I started working with relationships, and I realized that this was the most important thing in everybody's life. And I think I learned a lot about myself and my relationships, and was able to create a lot of impact in people's lives with love. And it became my passion.
Right. And I love that, right? I love that through your work. And I can say the same about me, LaMarc, as well, through, you know, relationship work and research and coaching and clients. You also learn so much about yourself and how important relationships are to you personally as well. Now, I have to say that I know listeners would love to hear your love journey, if you would share a share it with us, because I know you used to work in London and then you moved to Sweden all because of love, right?
I did. I did a very crazy thing where I met my husband, my now husband, and within 24 hours, I agreed to give up my life in London and move to Sweden.
Tell us what happened, or the short version of it.
Yeah, so the short version. It's funny, actually, because we were at a sports festival in Stockholm, and both competing in different sports. And then the British team were having a party on a boat called Patricia. And we met, we connected over Brené Brown and vulnerability and male intimacy. And then we did the 36 questions to fall in love. And,
wow, which I love.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think at about question 26 or something, I agreed to move to Sweden.
What created that compatibility? And by the way, first I should tell listeners that the 36 questions are questions that become more intimate as they go on. And they're all about being vulnerable and sharing these really important parts of self. So how did you know you were compatible, Lamarck?
Yeah, I think I've reflected on this a lot, like what made me able to make this crazy decision to give up my life after meeting someone for such a short period. And what I realized we had was mutuality. Mm. You know, I had no doubt in his commitment, and I don't think he had any doubt in mine. So without that doubt, because we both had that mutuality and belief in each other, then there was no gameplay. We could both be all in. And I think that really gave us the freedom to just build a relationship and do something that maybe we, you know, shouldn't have if we follow the rules.
Yes, that is fascinating. And, you know, it's interesting, Lamarck, because as a coach and therapist, I often tell my clients not to make those decisions in the first 24 months. Well, I usually say 12 months, but 24 hours.
Yeah, me too.
Right? But sometimes. Right, that's so interesting. Your advice is the same.
Sure. No, but you know, I didn't tell any of my friends what I was doing because they would think I was being stupid. But now actually I look at it differently, and I think that there are no rules. You know, that we have to tap into what our values are and make the rules ourselves. Because if you're acting according to your values, then you can't really go wrong.
I like that. And so how do values, I know you have this 4-step approach to deep or real love. First of all, you should probably tell us what that means, real or deep love, and then the steps and how values work into that, since you mentioned values.
Yeah, absolutely. Shall I tell you what the steps are first?
Okay. Well, first tell us though, Lamarck, what is real or deep love? So listeners can understand even what these steps are gaining or going toward.
When I think about real love, I suppose I'm thinking about a deep connection that is safe and secure, where, you know, it's I'm thinking about a deep emotional bond between two people, where you can fulfill your needs, where there is commitment, and where, you know, from this very safe and secure place, there is then the from here you can bring in the adventure, the passion. You have this foundation, the safety, in order to create something huge and something magical.
I like that. I like that. And so if I just had to repeat that first, Lamarck, for listeners, it's a safe, secure situation or place, emotional bond, you said, where there's this stable foundation for adventure and passion and excitement, probably pain and growth. growth. And you said meeting of the needs and meeting of the desires. Then is that probably a recap of what you said? Deep love.
Yeah, absolutely. All those things.
All those things. I know. I think the beginning, amazing. It is. It is just amazing. Okay, now, so yes, tell us the four steps and then maybe we can get a little bit a deeper understanding of what each step means.
So, when I was looking at this, I started to look at, a lot of my previous experiences in helping people to find relationships and all the successes and failures and everything in between. And I looked at the research and a lot of the academic stuff on relationships. And I noticed that there were four, distinct areas. And the first was, really about the past. I noticed that a lot of people had things in their past that were affecting their relationships today. And this step was, really about how to make sense of your history and be mindfully aware of what you have learned about love. And then the next step, step two, is about now. If step one is about the past, step two is about the present. Are you stuck in the past or the future? This is really about living your life now according to your values, and your purpose, because that's, I think, the most attractive thing that we can do to invite love in. And then step three, a lot of people are looking for a relationship, but they don't know what they want, or what they need, or what is really important. So this is about understanding true compatibility, then being able to select accordingly. And the final step four, is about taking action. So many people want love, but what are you doing in order to meet love? And this is about being able to consciously take action towards the love that you desire.
Ooh, that's all very good. Let's start with the past, step one, yeah. Because I can hear listeners, saying, what does my past have to do with who I want? And what do I have to know about my past? How deep and how much in the past do I really have to go?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that a lot of our previous experiences are kind of in the subconscious, and contributing to how we act and how we respond to people today. So for example, if you were to say to me now, Terry, that you don't think the step is very good, then maybe I will perceive that as criticism, and maybe that is because I had received a lot of criticism before, and if I am still embedded in the criticism that I've experienced before, then I may react to you today based on my previous experiences. I may say, well, what do you know about it, Terry, with your 30 years of experience?
My 30 years of experience, what do I know? Well, first of all, Lamarck, I love the past, and I love this step because I truly believe and have found in my research that the past does affect us, that we have these personal triggers, right?
Yeah.
And like you said, instead of responding to what a new partner or a current partner may be saying or doing, I'm reacting because of the past. And so if I see something in you that reminds me of the past, I'm not really responding to you. I'm reacting to my past, right? Is that what, and that's what you're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And this step is really about, you know, getting to a point of mindful awareness. So if you imagine that there's three layers, and in the first layer where you are embedded in your experience, and as you said, Terry, that you're still reacting to the old pain or old experiences, then in the second layer, you can be reflective of that experience. So I can understand then that when I am criticized, that I have an emotional reaction to that, or when I experience criticism, I have an emotional reaction to that based on the criticism I experienced when I was a kid, for example. And then the layer above that, where I'm trying to get my clients to be, is where they're mindfully aware so that they can choose the helpful behavior, so that they can see where their pain points are, where their triggers are, and understand when they are being triggered, to then choose the helpful behavior, which then heals the wounds of the past, so to speak, and then it also reduces the power of that trigger.
So do I have to go back to the past and unpack it and let it go, or merely by seeing the trigger or the situation, understanding it, choosing a different behavior that's healthy, that will heal me?
And I think this is something that depends on the approach that you choose to take, because of course you can just stay in the present to look at what your triggers are, and be able to to then heal by understanding this, by owning your story, and by choosing the most helpful action and behaviors. But of course, if you are in a therapeutic process, then maybe you're actually going into these stories a bit more, and you're unraveling them, and to some extent you're kind of rewriting and reinterpreting these events.
The past, absolutely, especially if there are traumatic experiences. But I also love the fact that you're saying that listeners can become empowered on their own when they're able to understand the triggers and choose different behaviors. That is empowering, I think. Gives the power to the individual, and that I could go into counseling or therapy and work on the past, unravel it, change the interpretation, but I can also do it myself now. So let's go to step three, Lamarck. Are you meeting the right people?
We're on step two, actually.
Oh, Terry. I know. I just went right past. I just went right past step two, right?
What are you avoiding, Terry?
That was a good one, Lamar. That was good. Okay, so we'll stop at step two for a second, then.
If I insist.
How do I become mindful now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that what I find with a lot of people who are looking for relationships is that they can be focused a lot on what they had before and what they've lost, or the one that got away, a past relationship, or they become focused on the future, what I will do when I have the right relationship. And it's almost like life can be a bit on hold. So in order to be you know, be in the present and live now, I get people to look at what their values are, to live the life that they want to live now according to their values, according to their purpose, so that they are attracting the people who are right for them.
So is that an attitudinal or a thought process that needs to be changed, that I don't focus on the past, I don't focus on the future, but I focus on right now? Is that what you work with in terms of your clients?
I think it's an attitude to some extent, but I think it's also about knowing, knowing what our values are, knowing what is important to us in terms of our life, knowing what what gives us meaning in life and how we want to live our life, and choosing to do that now rather than waiting until the time is right, or until I have a partner, or until something comes along. So I think it's both an attitude and a practice, because we, to some extent, it is about actually doing the work to know what your values are, to know what is important in your life, what your purpose is, and to consciously take action towards that now, rather than being what I would call in waiting.
So, Lamarck, you know that I love values. I have found in my own research that compatibility between two partners on those key life values is so important and predicts stability over the long haul. But people aren't really able to identify those values. What do they stand for? What do they live by? And so I think you're suggesting that listeners at home could sit down and ask themselves those questions. And that would be important to finding true love and deep love, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. In finding true love, but also in living a life that is fulfilling and meaningful and satisfying.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we only have a minute left, Lamarck, so we're going to have to get to step 3 and step 4 at another time. I would love to invite you back, because listeners now are wanting to know, how to meet right people and what they're doing. But any last one message that you want people to take away from today's program in just 1 minute?
I think I would go back to what we were talking about earlier, that the rules are, there ain't no rules. We go to the rules when we're unsure, when we're worried, and then we can start game playing. However, when we tap into what our values are and we act according to that and according to our authentic self, then usually we make decisions that are satisfying and that's right for us.
I like that. So listen to yourselves, listen to your gut level feeling, but also go within yourself to examine your own values and know rules. Thank you so much for joining me today, Lamarck. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Terry. It's been amazing. And next time I will be more efficient with my steps.
That's totally okay. Because
we left a cliffhanger.
Step 1 and step 2 are so important. And it's really important for listeners to understand that. So, and I always love talking to you.
Oh, always.
And again, listeners, if you're interested in learning more about Lamarck Thomas or his international matchmaking agency, please go to LamarckThomas.com. He is also on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Lamarck Thomas, and on Facebook at Lamarck Thomas Matchmaking. As always, always, thanks for listening. I appreciate you. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio. I'm here to help all your relationships, including the one with yourself, be the best they can be. My personal website is Dr. Terry, thelovedoctor.com, where I provide you with science-based relationship advice that's easy to understand and include in your life. So listeners, until next time, here's to your healthy, happy relationships.